The screenshot you see here is that of the Child Adolescent Full Assessment, Substance Use Screening and Assessment section. Boxed in red at the very top and bottom, you will notice the questions that have been added onto the new assessment form. So for Part A, you will see items 1 through 5 have been added related to smoking. And for Part C, questions 7 and 8 have been added. And you also see a new section entitled Assessment and Additional Information with items A through C, in which we are exploring or assessing any history of substance use treatment that the client has received. As stated at the very start of the training, the ESPRT screening tools and smoking cessation screening tools will no longer be necessary to be completed outside of the assessment form. So questions that were once on these tools are now embedded within these integrated assessments. In addition, for parts B and C, you will see that the wording has slightly changed. So for Part B, the wording has changed from 12 months to 6 months. And for Part C, we're assessing whether any of these particular items the client has experienced in the last 6 months. Just also a quick reminder is that in the narrative section, nothing has really changed. We want to make sure and just remind all staff that if there are any items that are checked off yes, please include additional information. If items are not checked off yes, however, staff feel that there is additional information that should be added here that as a reader one should know or that the staff is continuing to assess, please also include this in the narrative section.